Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the DDP. Just an update. We are finishing up today our string of services that we're involved in the Midwest. We are finishing up in Leesburg, Missouri today. And hopefully, prayerfully, if you're in that area, you can come be with us. Either way, we'll be airing all of the sermons that we recorded on the trip on our website, paulwhiteministries.com, very, very soon. Take a look there and keep up. We'll be posting those for you. I want to talk today about a verse. You know how sometimes a verse means something to you at one point in your life, and then later another verse means something to you? And it's certainly not to say that the verse loses its power, but the conviction might change in what it means to you in that point. I remember at one point early in my ministry, 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul says, "I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." I remember that being one of my favorites. I still like it, of course, but it at that time, it spoke of something in my life as a firm conviction, not just a doctrine or belief, because a conviction. And I remember it moving me so much. One of the reasons that it did, and still does, is it's about whom we believe in. I know in whom I have believed. And a lot of people talk about what they believe, but Paul talked about in whom he believed. What I believe has honestly changed more than once and probably will continue to do so. But whom I have believed in, honestly, has been Jesus Christ for all of my life. Not only do I believe in him, I'm sure you do too. That's why you're listening and feeding on these podcasts. But I'm persuaded, as Paul was, that he is able to take care of every single area in my life. I've committed my heart and my life to him. I believe both are in very capable hands. You see, I believe that we do have an appointment. I believe that we will die and that we will encounter eternity if we haven't already started encountering eternity now. We'll encounter eternity as we go. And I believe that I'm in the well capable hands of the Lord until that day. Some people function in the powers of persuasion. I don't claim to have that gift. I will try with all my effort to persuade anybody that listens that God loves them and that Jesus has paid a great price for them. But I do believe being persuaded is an absolute necessity. If you're going to do something great, you have to be persuaded. It's worth the time and the effort. You just might be persuaded that you're the right person to do that job. Well, Paul told the church at Rome in Romans 14:5, "Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." And I think in this passage, he's talking about personal convictions, how some think you should honor one holy day and other thinks it's not so important. Regardless of the subject, the fact that he said it is very important. Whatever you go after, you have to be fully persuaded that it's worth it. Halfway persuaded is not enough. Halfway persuaded leads to half-hearted effort. It leads to worthless results. When Paul stands in front of King Agrippa and the Roman procurator Porcius Festus, he shares his testimony of how he came to know Christ as his Savior. And Festus accused Paul of being insane, and Paul responded that he was completely sober. Acts 26:26, "For the king knows of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner." Again, notice Paul's persuasion, persuaded that his words are working, that Festus is under conviction, hiding behind accusations. And then Paul turns to King Agrippa. King Agrippa is the authority over the Jews in Palestine. And Paul appeals to the Jewish heritage of Agrippa and asks him if he believes the prophets. And Agrippa says to Paul, "Almost you persuade me to be a Christian." And here's an example of a man almost persuaded, but not all the way persuaded. Let me tell you, it's a dreadful thing to be almost persuaded of Christ and his finished work, but never fully persuaded in your own mind and your own heart. You've got to make your mind up today whether or not you're fully persuaded. I believe you're persuaded. Are you fully persuaded? Do you really believe that his work is a finished work? Do you really believe that he has forgiven you of all of your sins? Do you really believe that he's going to take care of you? Rest today. Be persuaded. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.